Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. This is my show. My friends come on and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, basketball now, golf, and the metronome of your life, baseball. Whether it's opening day, the big tournament, or one of the majors, we have the best to preview it and break down just what happened. And let's not forget the important stuff, the amount of daylight where I live, the importance of speedies, and the rankings of beach-style pizza. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We miss college football.
Milroe stands in. He throws into the end zone.
He caught it.
It's caught by Isaiah Bond in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama.
We can't wait for the 2024 season.
Hands it off to Edwards, who bounce it outside. Got him at 40. Got him at 30. Donovan Edwards is in the clear. His second touchdown run of the ball game. This time for 46 yards. And Michigan has taken a 13-3 lead on the second touchdown of the night from the man who was not tripping.
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. 170 days away until Florida State kicks off their 2024 football season, and they're going to Dublin, Ireland to do battle with Georgia Tech. And now joining us is the head coach of the defending ACC Florida State Seminole champions, and that is Mike Norvell, kind enough to join us on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing it. How you been?
No, everything's been going good. Appreciate you having me on. And we're excited. We're a couple days away from kicking off spring practice. You know, it's been really, it's been a great winter program for our guys. You know, we wrap that up here tomorrow, and just excited about seeing this team come together. And you know, obviously, there's a lot of work that that's been invested, but a lot of work that's still left to be done. But definitely fired up about getting out there on the practice field.
Let me start you off with last season, with how it ended. That message and what you guys accomplished sometimes from a broader standpoint gets hijacked, because what you guys did, it turns into, should you guys have been in the playoffs or should you guys have been left out? When you look back at the season and just move on from the decision by the committee, how do you kind of look back at what you guys accomplished and what you proved to the rest of college football?
I mean, I thought it was a special year, you know, to be able to go and find yourself 13-0, to you know, really be able to do some remarkable things as a team, you know, to face and respond to adversity the way that we did, to see that team come together to become ACC champs. It was really a special year. You know, obviously there's some things that happened at the end that you know, were disappointing, but you know, for us, we're jumping into this new year and just excited for the chance to go get better. And you know, that's been our focus since we've been here, is just to continue to push, continue to come together as a program, as a new team here this year. You know, we have some guys that are returning that are stepping into bigger leadership roles, some newcomers that have joined the program from the high school and high school ranks, and some transfers that have come in as well. But I'm just excited to see this 24 Florida State team come together. You know, we can, you know, look back and grow from the experiences that we've had, but you know, now it's time to go build the new experiences for what this team has in front of it.
We know this conference, 7 out of the last 9 seasons, has been won by Clemson. You guys, though, are the most recent ACC champions. You feel like this conference now goes through you and you guys are the team to beat in the ACC?
You know, we're excited about where our program is. We're excited for the opportunity to go get better. And, you know, what we did last year is not going to really make any impact on what this team is other than, you know, trying to grow from it. But, you know, I'm definitely fired up about the way this team has embraced the challenges that we presented, you know, the way they've responded to the adversity that we've had to kind of work through. And, you know, definitely looking forward to spring ball and that next step that's in front of us.
Mike Norvell here with us, the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles, recent ACC champions. I love what you guys did. I love how you attacked the transfer portal each and every year, bringing in DJ Uiagalelei. Kind of take me through that transfer portal process, landed DJU to Florida State.
You know, DJ is a young man that has great experience. You know, he's been through it all. He's had some tremendous moments throughout the course of his career, and then he's had some challenges that he's had to overcome and really work and grow through. And you know, when the opportunity presented itself, and we got a chance to go through that recruiting process, you know, I really fell in love with this the young man. You know, I mean, you see the ability, you know, the arm talent, you know, the size, the strength, I mean, all those things. But you know, when you get a chance to know the character that he has, you know, the excitement that he had about Florida State and the opportunity that was here, and you know, not just coming in to play a position, but to come in and be a part of this group and to be a part of this family. And you know, he's really hit the ground running. You've done a great job in the quarterback room with Brock Glenn, with a couple of our young quarterbacks that are in that room with him. I mean, I think it's really got a chance to be a special group, and just the way that, you know, he's embraced this team and the standard how we operate, but also how this team has embraced him. Excited for what this year can be for everyone involved.
And he's replacing an incredible quarterback for you guys. I love what Jordan Travis was able to give to the program. So it's good to have some experience in that room and a player that has played at a very high level in DJ Uiagalelei. But like, what type of quarterback on the field, with some of the good and the bad that we talked about, do you think he could put together and kind of have for you guys this upcoming season?
You know, I mean, I think the sky's the limit. I think he's, you know, really learned, you know, throughout his career. You know, he's been in multiple offenses, was something that really was kind of attractive to us, as we've seen him, you know, in, you know, kind of a true spread offense is what he did, you know, in Clemson, and then, you know, kind of more of a pro style approach, and, you know, a variety of things that he was asked to do there at Oregon State this last year. And to be able to have, you know, kind of a mix of both and how we operate here is something that I'm excited about, the playmakers that we'll be able to surround him with, and you know, obviously a chance for him to come in and grow and get better. And you know, for us, it's just continuing to push the consistency of him being the best that he can be. You know, I love his mindset, I love his approach, and you know, really done a good job. You investing the work into this team and into learning, you know, all the things that we're going to ask him to do.
Selfishly, from a coverage standpoint, I love the storyline, and I know that there was Oregon State in between. But you get the former Clemson quarterback now going to have to go up against Clemson and be your quarterback. Is there any personal motivation? Do you sense that maybe DJ trying to get a little revenge up against Clemson now being back in the same conference?
No, I mean, it's just really going to capitalize on this opportunity. And, you know, he's got 1 year, he's got, you know, a chance to go and continue to get better, to continue to improve, and just to go be the best him. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think there's plenty of times in this world and throughout the course of your life that you can, you know, you can get distracted by, you know, your outside, you know, circumstances or situations. But, you know, as long as you just focus on continuing to improve and you know, you build upon the consistency of the areas that he's gotten better, you know, definitely excited about, you know, what the results will end up being.
Spring ball is a crucial time for your program, Mike Norvell, because you've really have taken advantage of this transfer portal. And it's kind of like speed dating, I always say. Like, you think you know what you're going to get, but until you actually meet the person and go out on a few dates with them, you may not know what type of players you will ultimately have. How have you guys kind of perfected building that chemistry with having so many transfers that come in each and every year?
Well, I mean, when you look at it, it's just about finding the right fit for Florida State. And, you know, last year, we're about 66% high school players that came in. You know, we got about 33% transfers, but it's still about finding the guys that fit our program. And whether it's a specific position, whether it's a specific need that we think, you know, a young man can address and come and help make our football team better, you know, then we're going to explore all those options. But regardless of what the path to get here, when guys step foot on campus, there is the same expectation. organization. There is the same approach of what we're trying to do to build the best team here in this season that we have in front of us. And that's what I've loved is, you know, we've got basically had 12, I think it was 12 or 13 high school freshmen that joined here in January. We had 12 transfers that came in. And so, you know, it's been good to see all those guys, you know, join the program. And, obviously the way that they've meshed with the returning players, I mean, it's been really remarkable. And, you know, it's always about building those relationships, building that trust, and continuing to push, that standard of how we operate, to grow together as a team and as a family for this year that's ahead.
To the guys that are coming back and experience the pain of how last year finished, do you just try to nip that in the bud right at the start of spring ball, or do you kind of use it as motivation?
Well, I mean, you know, the pain that was experienced, that was that was back in December and January, you know, and now it's about, you know, building for what's ahead. I think in life, you always look back to experiences that you've had, and, you know, you try to learn the lessons, and, you know, a lot of things that are in your control that you can be able to have an impact on. And then sometimes there's things that are outside of your control that you still have to work through and go through. And so for us, I mean, once we started back in January, it's all focus is on what we could do today, where we can go, where we can get better, the things that we can grow upon as a team and as a program. And that's been our sole focus. And when we go into spring practice, I just want to be better than we've ever been. And our guys understand that expectation. It's been the same expectations for the last 4 years. And you're definitely fired up about the group I get to do this with.
So now the CFP, as Mike Norvell is here with us, is going to 12 teams. There's already talks that it's going to be going to 14. I don't like going to that many teams. If I'm going to expand, I would have gone to 6 or 8. But what are your thoughts now as you get ready to embark on year one of a 12-team college football playoff and potential expansion down the road?
No, you just try to continue to grow and put yourself in position to achieve all that you can. And, I've got a lot of confidence in this team. I like where we've started with our winter program. I like the steps that we've taken. I really enjoy coaching this group, and you're excited to get into spring practice. But, you know, we know that this is a team and we want to compete to be our best. And, here at Florida State, there is a standard of excellence, and we want to be, in the conversation and put ourselves in position to be competing for championships. But, at the end of the day, I mean, if we could take care of the things that we ultimately can't control, I believe in where we're going and what we'll be able to have in front of us. But whether it's 12, 14, whatever that number eventually becomes, or whatever that is, we don't have all the say when it comes to that. But if we can go, be our best and put ourselves in a position to take that step and to get into the playoffs, and I'll be really proud of what we've been able to accomplish and what we'll be able to do.
We all read the Chris Lowe article that came out the other day, and it was talking about how Alabama was interested in you and Kalen DeBoer. How do you kind of just reflect back at that experience? I know it ended up working out well for you, get the extension for Florida State, and you stay at a place where you have it moving in the right direction.
Well, I'm excited about the opportunity we have here and excited about the steps that we've taken. I'm excited about what we're building. Definitely excited about where we're going. And this is a special place. It's a special place with special people, and I'm honored to be the head coach here at Florida State. And I've got a great responsibility for what we need to do and where we need to continue to grow. And there's been a tremendous investment within our program to help impact the student athletes of what they're trying to do on the field, off the field, in the classroom. And we just are continuing to push to be better in all areas, and definitely excited about what the future holds here in Tallahassee.
Now you are the guy at Florida State, and you have a lot of buy-in, and a lot of people have belief in what you're doing with what you guys have shown in the football field the last 2 years. Let's say now, since we know that you're staying here, administration comes to you. There's all this talk about the future of Florida State and the ACC. Like, just what are your opinions on Florida State's future with all these rumors that maybe it's the Big Ten or the SEC that's going to come calling?
You know, for us, it's control the things that we can control. And that's what we do as a football team and obviously as a program, continuing to get better. Obviously we got a great history in the ACC, and, coming back into this season as defending ACC champs. I mean, we know that this is not going to, we're not going to be sneaking up on anybody. And obviously the opportunity to go and continue to grow, continue to get better, and put our best foot forward as a program. But, right now, none of that really impacts this team and what's ahead. And so for us, we're just going to go continue to take those positive steps. And you're definitely excited to see our team and this program continue to move towards the top.
Two more for Mike Norvell. I'll ask you about some of your older players in just a bit as they get set for the NFL draft. But we talked about DJ Uiagalelei extensively. Who are just some other players that you're excited, whether they're newcomers or back with the program, that you're just ready to see take a big step for you guys this upcoming year?
Yeah, we've got a couple of newcomers that offensively that, Malik Benson, you're joining the program, receiver coming over from Alabama. You've really been impressed with him in the first 8 weeks of our spring season. We're looking forward to spring practice and, getting him out there. Looking at our offensive line, we got a very experienced group up front that I think has a chance to continue to improve, continue to get better from where we've been and what we've been able to do defensively. I think when you look at our defensive front, yes, we graduated a couple of great players. But when you look at guys like Pat Payton, Josh Farmer, Daryl Jackson, that I think have really taken some tremendous steps. A couple of newcomers that are joining the program, excited about them. And then, looking at that defense as a whole, I think we've got a great mix of young, explosive players with guys that also have great experience, like a DJ Lundy, Zaire Thomas, Fentrell Cyprus, Shaheem Brown. I mean, guys that have really done some great things for us. So just seeing that mix and how those guys all come together. And it's definitely setting up for what's going to be a fun spring ball, and looking forward to seeing those guys go and grow and get better.
I remember this time last year we were talking about Jared Verse and we were talking about his top 10 potential in the NFL draft. Keon Coleman entered that first round conversation as well, and then Fisk with what he was able to do at the combine. I saw Todd McShay the other day said he wouldn't be surprised if he's a first rounder. Just how about those three guys who could all be first round picks for you guys coming up at the end of April in the draft?
All those guys are special players. I thought they showed that throughout the course of this last season. Obviously, as you go to the combine and you see the way that our guys just as a whole performed, I mean, it was really special. And just some tremendous performances. We had 12 guys that went, and multiple of those guys were in the top three, top five of their position in all testing. And it shows the preparation, it shows the training, the development. All the work that's been put in. Definitely a great great shout out to Coach Josh Storms, our strength and conditioning coach, and his staff, and what he was able to do with some very talented young men. And you've seen them go and perform in that moment. I definitely fired up for their futures in the National Football League. And, I truly believe that for all the things that they do on the field, each of those guys that were there, I mean, they're special young men off the field, and they'll definitely make any NFL organization proud of how they represent them. And, it's just truly a special group.
Well, it's a credit to their hard work, but also a credit to what you and your staff has really built there at Florida State. Appreciate you taking a few moments today, and we're excited. I know it's 170 days away, but it's going to be coming up sooner rather than later, and we can't wait to see another season of Florida State Seminoles football. So thanks for doing this, Coach.
Yeah, appreciate you, Zach, and go Noles.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. This is my show. My friends come on and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, basketball now, golf, and the metronome of your life, baseball. Whether it's opening day, the big tournament, or one of the majors, we have the best to preview it and break down just what happened. And let's not forget the important stuff, the amount of daylight where I live, the importance of speedies, and the rankings of beach-style pizza. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.